Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 7th of December 2025. Today's topic is Gideon and his few soldiers, Part 2. Our text is taken from Judges chapter 7 verse 8 to 15. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night, that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and, lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon the son of Josh, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. Verse 15. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped, and returned into the host of Israel, and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Key verse, Judges chapter 7 verse 14. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon the son of Josh, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. The Lord had told Gideon to send back most of the men in the Israelite army. He was left with only 300 men. That night the Lord told Gideon to get up and attack the Midianite camp. He must have been fearful and wondering how he would face a strong enemy nation with just 300 men. God then sent him to go by night with his servant to hear what the enemies are saying. There they heard from the mouth of their enemies what God had already told them. Gideon became courageous that they would be victorious. God made us with a natural fear that keeps us from doing dangerous things and taking unnecessary risks. If we were scared of nothing at all, we would walk across a road without looking, jump off buildings, and play with crocodiles. Fear is only good when it keeps us from doing things that could harm us. Fear is not good when it keeps us from enjoying life, when it keeps us from being the best we can be, and when it keeps us from doing what God has planned for us to do. The Lord called Gideon a brave man, even though he was afraid. Judges 6 verse 12. Being brave is when we trust God enough to step out in faith and obey Him, even when our fear tells us that the situation is not safe. Be counted among the brave who fear God enough to obey Him. Prayer for today. Lord, make me a brave child who will always trust and obey your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Psalm 56, verse 1 to 4. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.